It's time for the fun part. Verbs, infinitives. Remember, a verb is an action. An infinitive in Spanish, which we've already talked about, is a verb in its purest form. I like to use the analogy of an egg. When you crack an egg to make an omelet, that's when you start to conjugate. In other words, as you crack the shell, you also take away from the infinitive by taking away the ending. In this chapter, it's AR verbs. We drop the AR verb. What's left is called the stem. Let me explain. We have hablar, we drop the AR, now we're left with the stem habla. So now all we have to do is decide what ending goes with each verb. So if I want to say I speak in Spanish, I simply say yo hablo. I add an O to the end. If I want to say you speak to a friend, habla is a stem and I add the ending as, hablas. Now if I want to use usted, you know, the proper you for a teacher or an adult, el, he, or ella, she, I now add a with my stem habla. I know I'm saying habla, usted habla, él habla, ella habla. Very easy. Nosotros ending as amos. So now I have hablamos, hablamos, nosotros hablamos, we speak. Vosotros, the ending is allís, habláis, vosotros habláis. Remember, this is only used in Spain. And finally, we have the ustedes, plural you form. Ellos, they, group of guys are mixed. Ellas, a group of they, all girls. And those endings are on. Habla is the stem, on is the ending. Hablan. Ustedes hablan. Ellos hablan. Ellas hablan. Very easy. Conjugating AR verbs. We simply drop the ending of the AR infinitive, add the appropriate ending. O, as, a, amos, ayis, on. And now you've conjugated your first verbs. Remember, they have three meanings. Each conjugation can be translated as, like hablo, yo hablo, I speak, I am speaking, I do speak. If you take the al habla conjugation, now you're saying, he speaks, he is speaking, he does speak. That's AR infinitives being conjugated. Now you can conjugate any of the 80% of infinitives that you will ever cover in Spanish. Adiós.